Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Allison. How are you?
I'm all right.
I have good news. So I just got seconds ago an email from Stephanie. She's asking me to call with you at her direct line right now. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll call in. Are we both here? We're all here?
I'm here.
All right, perfect.
I'm here too. Okay. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. So it looks like we still were missing the 2020 bank statements.
Right.
Yeah. Were you going to get those or?
I did a hardship letter saying I couldn't. You know, I tried to access them. I asked them for 5 years going back, so I don't know what the problem was.
Okay, so this is the problem is you were over the $2,000 resource limit. So I need those bank statements, or I could just
no,
do
I
a
never,
penalty.
I don't make more than $2,000. $1,500 is what I make. And back then, I wasn't even making that much. I think I was making
$1,200. No, you had balances that were very high. Even the bank statement you sent me had a balance over $2,000.
I can't understand that.
From before. We're talking years ago.
Maybe
like
when I got my...
Like back in 2021?
No.
What did you get?
No. I got my retirement like in 2000, but that was from 2000. Oh no, not 2000. Excuse me, 2018 is when I got my retirement.
Okay, so you cashed out a retirement from somewhere.
From
so
Dana
it was still
Corp.
hanging around in 2020. So this, I could do a penalty if you want me to do a penalty from that period.
How would that affect
it's
me?
It's up to you. You wouldn't be eligible for a certain period of time. So, and let me see what date I have to go back to. Hold on. I think is this it.
So I could clear this up if I get my statements from 2020.
Yeah, because I have to go through them and see if anything was, like, given away or if you did anything with that money and got less than fair market value. And I don't know what you spent it on, like what you were spending it on. Did you have income back then?
No.
In early 2020, did you have Social Security or nothing?
Yes, I had Social Security.
Yeah, like it looks like in a matter of 1 year, you spent like $18,000.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I was
celebrating my retirement.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. It's just they have us do this 5-year look back, and so if I don't have those, I mean, I have to have them. I could probably do a penalty, but I don't. You probably wouldn't need a penalty if I could see the actual bank statements to see what you spent your money on.
All right. Well, let me call my friend Hector, and we'll have to go through all this again to go to my bank and get the statements. And that's going to take some time. Because last time I applied for that, it took like 2 weeks till I got them. And that was, I don't know, you probably have them, the five big thick envelopes.
I have the others. Yeah, it was just the 2020. But this is what you're going to want to do because you're going to be over that 60-day reconsideration period. You're already over it. So you'll want to write this down so you get the right bank statements. You're going to want to
hang
get,
on. Let me grab a pen.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So you'll want to get August of 2020.
August 2020.
Let me see what you provided because your new date will change. Or let me see what's on this form actually. Sorry. Okay, so April is the assessment date. I'm wrong. Okay, so not August. You want April of 2020.
April. Okay, let me cross that out.
And sorry, and October of 2020.
Just those 2 months.
Just those two,
or
and then you're going to get.
Those.
And then you're going to get May of 2025. Let me see when these end. I think I had them. You get them to April before. So let me just see what the last one I have. Maybe I have May. Nope. Yep. So May of 25 to current. So May of 25 till the end of July.
To July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm sorry. Who am I on the phone with? I have stuff open everywhere. And then Allison, are you helping him?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you'll want to fill out another PA600L because he'll need a new
application. Okay, no problem.
But those are the only bank statements he should need.
Mm-hmm.
We'll want to know, you know, I'll check some withdrawals over 500.
Yeah, of course.
1,000, but. And I'm not sure. I didn't go through all these bank statements. I didn't have them all.
Okay. I just actually, Scott, just so you know, I just texted that all over to Hector, so he's on it. He knows.
Okay.
All right. So
yeah, because there's no issues. It's really just the April of 2020 to Scott. Your money ran out pretty much in March of 2022. So it's just having to go through those bank statements, and it.
So
I have,
need,
usually.
Sorry.
I need
go ahead.
April.
Is,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I need April 2020. Is that through October 2020?
Nope.
Just
no,
separate.
No, you can just give it
April 2020
and October.
October 2020, May 2025 and July 2025, correct?
Well, through current, so May, June, July. May, June, July.
Okay, through May through July.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they'll do the application for you. Okay? And then we can look through that. I don't think there's going to be issues from what I can see, but
okay.
I can't do a whole assessment yet.
Do you know when he already expired, the 600L?
Yeah, it expired
Pardon?
On the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just, it's not going to make, yeah, he just needs a new 600L because we just can't use that last application. But
okay.
We already had the assessments done, so.
Perfect.
That's all that was missing.
Awesome.
And
Thank
you haven't
you.
Filed any tax returns, right, Scott?
Pardon?
You didn't file any tax returns, correct? That's what you wrote.
Right. No.
Okay. Yeah, then that's it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I appreciate it. Well, we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Okay. So who should I turn this
Scott,
these bank statements into?
So you can either turn them into me or you can bring them down to Stephanie at the county assistance office. You can either have Hector, take a picture, send it to me. You can either have them fax it to me. You can have them email it to me, whatever you prefer, or you can take them down in person to Stephanie. But I want them in our possession. So if they say we didn't get it, we're going to show them the proof. We turned it directly into them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So, I just texted Hector. Let me see. All right. So he said you guys might have to do that tomorrow, depending on when the bank is open until, but you guys can correspond that and then give me a call when you have them in your possession.
Okay.
Are you going to go down and hand them in, or did you want me to save you the trip?
I appreciate you saving me the trip because I
don't
really have any transportation.
You're all
other
good.
Other than Hector.
Yeah, you can have him take pictures, send it to me, and I'm able to send it directly to Stephanie. No problem.
Okay.
All right.
It might be a little while till I get these statements. Like I said, it took a little while to get the last ones.
You're good. If you want reassurance, she said the application. So she was meaning the 600L that she was saying is that first appointment that you did with the broker. They're going to dumb it down to a phone call with you and just make sure nothing has changed financially. All you say is, no, nothing's changed, and that's it.
Okay.
So since it expired on the 21st of July, you actually have 60 days to get that handed in. So that's a little bit of reassurance for you that you have until, let's see, September 21st.
Okay.
All right. So let's get cracking. And then if you have any questions, you just call me.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks.